Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Chris Carter here. We're just chilling. We are getting ready to do a couple of plans on gay marriage. We have our community guy here, Deonis D. Hinton, in the studio. And guess what? You're live with Chris Carter. Chris Carter Show starts right now.
Lord, we find in you something other than ourselves. So, Lord, we move into your presence and seek your face with our whole heart. That you fill us up with all that you are. You are holy. You are worthy to be praised.
Chris Carter Show, live with yours truly, Dr. Carter, and the one and the only Deonis Hinton. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. We just a couple of minutes ago, we just got off a conference call that went tremendously awesome. If you missed that one, it has been said that we will be doing one. It has been made official that we will be doing one every single week. Is that right, D?
Yes, sir. It's going to start being every Saturday night around 11.
All right, right around 11 every Saturday night. So make sure that you're
Every Saturday night at 11 p.m. Eastern time. So I know we got listeners from all over California, Indiana, all over the place.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're just sitting here. We're about to get this topic started. Gay marriage.
With the whole gay marriage. At amendment, whatever you want to call it.
We're about to get that started right here on the Chris Carter Show. Deonis, you said that you had a couple of things that is happening within, and that you wanted to get some stuff, some testimonies or whatever about that. So let's go ahead and make that happen right now.
Yeah, well, me personally, I mean, I'm not against it. Because I believe, even though truthfully me, I mean, I'm not, how can I say this carefully, I'm not for people of the same sex being, like, sexually active together in that standpoint, but I'm not going to deny two people that love each other the right of being unionized together. The reason I'm using the word unionized because it's not a marriage. A marriage is biblical and is between a man and a woman. Not a man and a man and a woman and a woman, but man and woman is a marriage. A union can be between two people of the same sex. That's what a union is. So, Chris, you might just have to explain that real quick. But, I mean, I'm not going to condemn anybody for being gay or lesbian, because, I mean, we're not monolithic. We're not always going to agree. We're not always going to have the same views and everything, just how you have Democrats, Republicans, independents that always disagree on everything, just how you always have your prosecutor attorney, your defense attorney that disagree on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I look at it.
I look at it as he's totally not getting ready to lose my vote because there's other things that he is doing that is positive. And being a man of God and, this is something that is totally against my religion, but, I don't have to accept it, But he's not getting ready to lose my vote over this. So I'm not getting ready to hold it against him on that. and what have you, you know, because he is doing a lot of things within the nation that are on the up hand and on the uphill of what our nation needs in order to build and become a better place, and to where, you know, our children can have, you know, somewhere where they can look up to the first African American president, male president, who has did something positive. And, you know, he didn't get in there and do stuff that, you know, everybody thought he was going to do. And not only that, he didn't get in there and let people run over him. Question I would like to ask you and our listeners is a question that I just answered. Will this change how you will vote this year in the presidential election? If you would like to give a speed on that question, please give me a call at 646-478-3300. That's 646-478-3300. Deionis, can I get your little input on that question?
Well, how I'm gonna vote on it?
How you feel? Will you still vote for Barack Obama in this upcoming election?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, of course. Okay. I'm Team Obama all day. Yes, sir. You already know that answer, bro.
All right, man. That's what we need, because, you know, we can't just let this one thing get in the way of how we feel. There was a song that I was playing, You Are Holy. I want to finish out that song because I know a lot of people hate. I always get complaints on people hating on when I start a song and I don't finish it. So I'm going to go ahead and play our first song of the night. The Motor City Mass Choir, You Are Holy.
What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne.
Like you.
holy Lord, you're worthy, you're worthy.
Oh, I'm so worthy.
Corinthians chapter 6 verses 9 through 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, and 1 John chapter 1, verses 9. Those are the scriptures that really touch base and hit home on homosexuality of what is in the Holy Bible. Now, I read out the New King James Version because that's what I was raised up. I was the New King James and the King James Version. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm holding my hand right now is the New King James. But those scriptures really hit home about homosexuality and everything and how God frowned down upon it, but he's not going to punish you for it if you know him and if you bring someone to him. Now, okay. if you repent and if you just love another man and you're a guy, if you just love another woman and you're a lady, I mean, God isn't happy about it, but he's not going to hold that against you. He's not going to hold things against you in that nature.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Chris, what you think?
See if I can bring my caller back in. Hello, caller, are you there? 989-928-6022. Are you out there? You're waiting for this caller. Pretty sure you got something to say.
Put a number out there.
I do that to everybody, don't worry. Only reason I don't do it
it's
to
a
you
come on, Saginaw, where y'all at? It's a Saginaw area code, where y'all at?
We'll take another quick little break, but hey, y'all keep the calls coming in and we'll keep making it happen, all right? Dr. Carter?
Remember, read some scriptures. Come on, read them, get the reading. I want some more callers. America for Obama. I got a pen for you if you want it. I'm not big time Michael Bay sniping off, you know, $1,000 now. Yeah. Sorry. I got a pen for you if you want it. But yeah, back to the subject. Gays for Obama. That's how it looks like it's going now, right?
Well, yeah, I think they're really going to support him now. Like Mitt Romney, I feel like Mitt Romney is like in a corner somewhere crying because he doesn't have another way to go. Like,
yeah, but Mitt Romney, he's also a wise man because he's focusing on the women now. It's usually the opposite way. Back in 2008, John McCain was kind of focused on the whole gay lesbian unions. And Barack Obama's focused more on the women. Now, if you notice, it kind of did a shift. Now it's Barack Obama focusing on the gays and lesbians and Mitt Romney focusing on the women. Now, Mitt Romney, he got a good chance of winning still because if he get the mainly liberal women to turn into conservatives, that was a good shot. But Barack Obama got a chance because it's the same national ratio of gays and lesbians as it is African Americans, 12%. Ooh, that's deep, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And out of those 12%, 32.7% are Republicans. Wonder why the big gap? You got about approximately 16% gap is because Republicans always the ones, as you saw today, down talking gays and lesbians, voting no to gays and lesbians being unionized together. I mean, you got certain preachers as Jamar Bryan mentioned around earlier this afternoon. He support gays and lesbians. He was the ones in the church, but he refused to marry him. I mean, that's understood, because, I mean, how would that look in a Christian church, mainly me growing up in an AME church? I know how that is. I mean, my pastor wouldn't be shocked if he said he's not going to marry a gay or lesbian couple. I mean, that's understandable, because it's not tradition, especially in an AME church. We have certain bylaws we go by that will never be revised or touched upon. And will not be even attempted to go against by any pastor. So, as far as Jamar Burns saying, I can greatly understand why he wouldn't. But what I don't agree with is just, not, I'm not talking about Jamar Burns now, but preachers down talking gays and lesbians. Now, me, I'm straight. I'm just going to get that out there. I'm straight as it can be.
Me too.
I don't want nobody getting twisted.
Out there too, but.
Yeah,
I
don't get it twisted, man.
Before everybody be like, oh, Chris Carter ain't saying nothing.
No, yeah.
I am too.
Nah, don't get it twisted, now. I'm straight.
S-T-R-A-D-H-T. But I really care, because I know some...
I love my woman.
You know, they always say, you know, they always say that those are cool people to hang around. I really do, you know, enjoy... You know, the friends that I do have, you know, I have nothing against them, boys and girls. You know, I have nothing against them at all.
Right.
To where when it comes to that, you know, I don't have anything against them. If that's how you want to go, you know, I know what my Bible says. And as one of my friends, and actually a DJ, would say, you know, I know the Bible is right. Somebody's wrong.
Mm.
No, so there's always a right and a wrong. So, you know, the Bible, you know, he killed Jesus, God killed Sodom and Gomorrah because of, you know, the gay, you know, they were so gay that when he sent angels into the community, they almost turned gay, you know, and that's in the Bible,
yep.
You know, if you read your word, you know, that's what I
try
to drive into people. Is if you read your word, all of that, it'll become an understanding. You'll be like, oh, that's wrong, you know? The Bible also says that he will not punish us for what we don't know. So if you don't know it's wrong, maybe it's our job as men and women of God to teach you the right from wrong, you know? So if you don't know, if you don't know if it's right or wrong, just let us know.
Yep. No, I'm not the type. I ain't finna go try to lay hands on you, throw holy oil at you, and be talking in tongues. You have to say, oh, y'all that bullshit, da 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 da, throw oil. I'm not finna do that. Oh, yeah, you homosexual devil, da 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 da. No. I mean, if you come to me, or I'm quite sure a Christian, they come to you, asking you, what must I do to be saved? Oh, hey, what must I do to be saved? I'm quite sure that the first thing you're going to do is open the Bible. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
But
I totally agree. You know, they come
some people, they know it's wrong because the Bible, they know the Bible says wrong, but then they don't come and they don't want to confront it. They try to hide the issue. Like, well, I just pretend I don't know. God know everything you think, when you think it, the second you think it, before you even think it, he knows what you're about to think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't hide it. Now, if you just completely don't know, like you haven't been raised in no biblical-based family or anything like that, that's understandable. But if you want to know our views on it and what is true, we will let you know. But same time, we're not, I'm just going to speak for me and Chris, we're not here to condemn you. Can't speak for other Christians. We're not going to condemn you on it. I mean, you do what you do. Hey, your business behind closed doors, I care less. But I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray you don't do it, whether you like it or not. But I just want to see equality in this nation. I just want to have rest on it. I don't want to keep turning on the news and I'll see people getting shot and then people standing outside the state capitol buildings with rainbow signs in the area. No, it's going to be real. It's 11:27 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to be real.
Man, I had a thought on my head, but I totally forgot it. That's the devil trying to come in and take me and take over. But I refuse the devil in the name of Jesus. I totally forgot my thought. Oh, my God. I totally forgot it. I thought we had another call, and I was going to say, oh, cool. Yeah, so I really enjoyed what is going on thus far. We're almost out of time, just about a minute left within the show. I totally, totally thank everybody for what they've done and what have you. I'm about to play a little soft music in the background. This is Chris Carter. This is Chris Carter's closing remarks. I just want you to know that God totally loves you, and that whatever you do, keep him first. Keep him first in everything that you do. Thank you to Deanna Hinton for joining us here on tonight. To our callers, sorry that something went, technical difficulties went on in between what happened. I totally agree with what Deanna said. Make sure you catch our conference calls. If you need anything, my Facebook is Dr. Carter 21. Follow me all the way. Look me up on Facebook under Chris Carter, and everything about the conference calls, upcoming shows will be put up on there. And I just would like to leave you with this. Storms will come and go, but the love and faithfulness of God is forever. May the joy of the Lord be our strength in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys have a blessed night. Once
follow
again,
me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter.
Follow him on Twitter. Your Twitter name, brother?
Yep. At MR_Suave like the soap, 2011.
All right,
or just type in Deanna Hinton and come up and add me on Facebook.
All right, look him up. Be him. Chris Carter.
Yep.
God bless you.
MR_SUAVE 2011. Twitter.
All right, catch y'all later. God bless you.
All right.